Welcome to Software Quality Talk. I'm Mickey O'Neill, your host. Today's topic is how to build your testing and QA skills, and we'll be talking with Randy Rice, Principal Consultant of Rice Consulting, about creative ways to build your skills in software quality. You know, Randy, I'm glad to be with you once again.
Thanks, good to be here.
And it occurs to me, when I think of building your skills, it occurs to me that people like even Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has coaches.
Mm-hmm.
He's not through. He
Absolutely.
May be the best golfer in the world, but he's got a media coach. He's got a putting coach. He's got a long iron coach, a short game coach. He's got all of these people. And then once you get past all them, there's always dad. And then once you get past dad, then you still have mom.
Right.
So when it comes to me wanting to build my testing and my QA skills, what am I going to rely upon? First off, if I'm in the population of testing and QA professionals, how am I going to find out that I need to continue doing this?
Right. Well, you know, there's probably more sources out in the marketplace right now for getting trained specifically on QA and testing than there's ever been. That's good news and that's bad news. That's good news because there's more options, but it's bad news because you get more people out there doing it, and it's up to the customer to find out the best training provider and the one that has the best approaches, and that's hard to know sometimes until you actually set through the course.
Right, and I bet you've got kind of two distinct populations too. The group of people who've grown up in it, they never really set out to become a tester,
mm-hmm.
but because of their time in the industry and their knowledge and so on, it fell to them, and then the next thing you know, they're the tester. And then you've got the greenhorns, they might call them, the people that are just brand new in the business, but they've attended the courses, they've got the degree, they've got that
mm-hmm.
that piece of paper in their hand that says, "Hey, I'm a software testing engineer and I'm a QA professional, and you're just a 40-something year old guy who's drilled down to the code since he was 20."
Right.
So who's right?
Well, you know, you do go back and you look at things like, you know, like experience and background and all this, but the thing that I always encourage people to look at is what's the end result effectiveness of the training, and can you measure it? You know, now that's kind of a new concept to people, but you know, are there ways that we can actually, after this class is over, a week from now, a month from now, see some kind of tangible improvement in what we're doing, either as individuals or as a team or as a company? And you know what? These things, these problems, these defects that people find in software, those things are measurable. And we can count them if we're disciplined enough to do it. There's a variety of ways to know if training was effective. Overall defect reduction is one way. The amount of work that can get done in a certain amount of time, because now we know how to do things better and faster and more effectively. Bottom line, though, is typically you know if the training has really helped if someone a week from now or a month from now can say, you know what, you made my job easier, I can understand it, and I really know what I'm doing, and I just feel more comfortable in the job that I'm doing. If someone was to leave one of my classes and say, wow, that guy is really brilliant, I am totally confused, I'd walk away feeling like a failure.
Absolutely.
As a trainer.
And I imagine there are classes out there like that. I wonder if that's
mm-hmm.
I wonder if the fact that brilliant people carry briefcases into companies all the time and wow and dazzle and confuse people, I wonder if that's one of the reasons why more people don't really pursue the training they really need.
Well, that could be. That's definitely one reason. One thing that really kind of bothers me sometimes, I get calls from companies every week, and you know, it's not unusual for me to get a call from a company that they don't really care about the details of the training. They just have a request that we need training and testing, can you come do something for us for a couple of days? And you know, it's hard to find a consultant that won't take money, but I just sometimes look at situations like that and say, well, you know, sure, I'll come do that, but, you know, let's lay some groundwork first. Let's find out if this is really the course for you, if I'm the trainer for you. Or
so your first question isn't, what's your budget?
Right. Yeah, I know.
How much have you got to spend on this training?
They almost kicked me out of consultant school for not doing that, but that's absolutely right. And, you know, the worst situation is a captive audience for me. The mandatory training, I walk in the room and everyone has their arms folded and they say, I ask them, why are you here? And they say, because my manager told me I had to be here.
Right.
You know, there's got to be some motivation on the learner side as well.
I've been in some of those classes. I know exactly what you mean. And yet you've got those out there that are hungry. You've got those out there who are those people who really want to be the best that they can be. And unfortunately, sometimes they work in the companies that just don't have a lot of budget for training.
That's right.
How can they move forward? They want to keep climbing that ladder, just for, if nothing else, for their own personal knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the other things that I often tell people is that there's probably more books, more good books right now on testing than there ever has been. I have some personal favorites. The book that my co-author wrote, Bill Perry, he's written one called Effective Methods of Software Testing. It is about 2.5 inches thick. It cost about $60, but I used to teach the course that book is kind of shaped around. It was a 5-day course. It would cost someone, I believe, around $1,500 to $1,600 to attend the course and listen to Randy drone on and on about how to write a test case. And a lot of people went to that course and they really liked it and they got a lot out of it because we had a lot of fun and, you know, we learned how to do testing and stuff. But, you know, if you're on the cheap and you just really don't have the budget, that book will keep you busy for probably close to a year. And when you're done, you'll have a lot of skills. Now, here's another little...
Plus, you have the book with all the highlighter marks in it and everything.
Absolutely. That book has a lot of great checklists and templates and stuff in there. I bet you I've sold, in the course of our courses, we include them in some of our courses, I've sold thousands of copies of those books because they're a desk reference as well. You know, it's one of those things that if you're dedicated to getting the knowledge, you can get it. And one of the things that I picked up, I think I heard Brian Tracy say this one time, that if you read for 30 minutes a day on something that you want to become an expert in 5 years, you'll be the expert in that area. Now, I know I'm giving away my secret to the whole world right now, but back in 1988, when I first got into testing, I said, you know, this is fascinating stuff to me. How I want to become an expert in it. I started reading 30 minutes a day on what is software testing. You know, I picked up everything I could find. I went to conferences, 30 minutes a day just on testing, and I can validate that what he said is true.
That in only 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
Well,
Now I'm on security.
Now you're on security.
Yep.
Well, you've got a good head start on a lot of people, but it's a very timely topic. There's an issue. There's an issue in the industry. Certification, mm-hmm. getting certification, not having certification.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about certifications in testing and quality?
Well, I think they're valuable, and I think they're useful. I also think that people need to understand what any certain certification means. It does not mean that you're necessarily an expert. It does not mean that you're even necessarily a better tester. It means that you've completed a certain course of study, that you have demonstrated knowledge to a certain degree, and that if you go to work for a certain company, they can have an expectation that at least you know pretty much what you're talking about. But there are certainly people that I've seen and worked with that had a certification that you kind of wonder, how in the world did that happen, you know? My own personal view of certification, I'm a bit jaded a little bit right now on it because, you know, there are various options on certification and, you know, they're big investments for people. And, you know, my only advice to someone seeking certification is do your homework, talk to people who have the certification, talk to other employers and see what they think about it to see if it's the right path for you. You know, sometimes it's easier to get the certification than it is to keep it because many of the certifications have pretty stringent continuing education requirements. And so that's something that a lot of people aren't aware of, that, hey, every year I've got to go to classes and I've got to have training just to keep my certification active. So it's not just a one-time thing for just about any test certification.
Right. There's that always the continuing education aspect.
Yep, yep.
Does Rice Consulting offer any certifications?
Well, we offer certifications only in the context of within a company. We do custom certifications. We don't have what you would call a certification program per se that we offer to the public. However, we will go into a company and work with that company to design a certification program that is meaningful to them and to their employees, so that when someone that works at Acme Corporation has this certification associated with them, Acme Corporation knows that that person is trained and skilled in their testing terminology and their processes, and that equips that person then to be known within the company as certified for what that company does in testing. And we do that, and it's really a lot of fun to do, because it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach. You actually get to work with that company to tailor a program to what they need. And so, yeah, we do have people contact us for that, and we really enjoy working with people to do that.
That's got to be a tremendously challenging two-way street. The first thing that you do is you might be able to provide them with some sort of a template about the process and the stepping stones from here to there and becoming certified in something. But I imagine you might go in and they'd say, I want to develop a certification program in A, and somewhere along the line they realize, well, really that needs to include some of B, and really we need something over here in X, Y, and Z.
Well, that's where our customizable courseware really comes in, because we have over 80 different modules on all kinds of topics that we can combine into a variety of courses. We're not just locked into a basics course or an intermediate course or a security course.
80 different modules of courseware. You're either incredibly unfocused or...
I have adult ADD.
you're chasing rabbits down trails everywhere, and you end up coming back with courseware in your hand instead of a rabbit. How in the world did you end up with all these different modules?
Well, that's a really good question. It's been a really interesting journey. I basically go where my clients go. And so the course I'm writing right now is for commercial off-the-shelf software. COTS is a hot topic. And I've got a client that is a hot topic to them. And so that course has 7 modules in it. We talk about what COTS is, how you develop a strategy for testing it, how you write the plan, how you do the test, how you evaluate the results. And bam, before I know it, there's 7 modules. When I decided that security was something we really needed to address, I had no idea what I was getting into in terms of scope of material. And I started, sure, I've done security tests before, but I started researching what was there. I wound up with over 20 modules just in that course. So that's a recently released course. So I'm sure that probably puts me up over 100 in our courseware just with the addition of the security course. So they kind of happen is the only way I can say it. I divide up the material in what makes logical sense, and each module is about an hour to an hour and a half in length. Some are less and some are a little more, but they're in manageable pieces.
Bite-sized pieces of knowledge.
Yeah, bite-sized pieces, and they do allow people to have that flexibility of saying, hey, I like everything in that course but that module, but I sure would like to have this security testing module over here in this course. And so the whole pick and choose thing is really a powerful thing for our customers.
Well, Rice Consulting, the smorgasbord of testing and training and QA skills development. Wonderful.
Eat all you take and take all you eat.
There you go. Or a pitch till you hit, as they say.
There you go.
It's been great to get an eye-opening view of certifications and what they mean to you as a software tester. And it's good to know that there's customizable certification available. When we come back, I'd like to touch on conferences with you, if I could.
Okay.
What it's like when companies pony up the big dollars $1 million, and they put their employees on the airplane and they send them off, and they can't see them and they can't monitor them, and they don't really know what's happening out there, but all they know is they're at a conference
in Orlando, San Diego,
someplace really fun. Yeah. Right, we'll do all that when we come back from this short break. If you would like more information about some of the things we're discussing today, visit riceconsulting.com. Be sure to sign up for Randy's free monthly e-newsletter, the Software Quality Advisor newsletter. You can sign up right from Randy's homepage at www.riceconsulting.com. At riceconsulting.com, you can also see a complete list of training courses, articles, links, and places where Randy will be speaking and training in the near future. You can also receive online training and mentoring right at your desk when you need it at riceconsulting.com. Check it out today. Welcome back to Software Quality Talk. I'm your host, Mickey O'Neill, and with me today on the topic of building your testing and QA skills, we are talking with Randy Rice. He's the principal consultant of Rice Consulting, and we're talking about creative ways to build your skills in software quality. And one of the ways some people see as less creative when they're sitting through the structured part of it, but very creative when they're deciding on the venue for it, is this topic of conferences. The conference itself can be dry and boring, and they can have to listen to people like, excuse me, Randy, like yourself. But when it's all over and the training wraps up at the 5 o'clock that it says on the agenda, or at the 3 o'clock that the trainer actually says, "Now guys, we're just going to let you out a little early today because after we leave here, we're going to pick your Sea World or Disney World or what have you." We're talking about conferences. Conferences are there for people to learn. Conferences are supposed to make a measurable difference in the tester and QA professionals' skill levels. Do they really?
Well, it goes back to your expectations. And the people that know me know that for about 5 years, I was the manager of the Quality Assurance Institute's International Conference on Software Testing. So I've seen this from both sides now, as the song goes. And one of the things that I always emphasized to people was that they didn't look at the conference as this big extended training course, but they looked at it as a chance to network with peers, to learn the latest things coming out in the field, to get exposure to industry leaders. We used to bring Ed Jordan in, and he was just always a great guy to listen to, very knowledgeable, very entertaining. See tool vendors at an expo. If you're going to do a tool search, it's a great thing. But I also told people, you know, for the training aspect, it's like a lake that's a mile wide and a foot deep. You get a lot of coverage, but just not a whole lot of depth, because most of these sessions are maybe, you know, 45 minutes to an hour in length. Now, there are some tutorials and stuff. A lot of the conferences have 1 to 2 days in advance that they, you know, it's all day in a session. But even at that, it's pretty much, you know, you're watching slides and stuff go by. So
are they really just group sales pitches for more programs to buy?
No, not really. The testing conferences, just about every conference I know of, the testing conferences, that is, they very well guard their programs against, you know, vendor pitches. Some of them have a special vendor track, so that if you know you go to those sessions, yes, you are going to, you know, hear a sales pitch. But for the most part, the conferences really do guard that, because people come to these things for information. And really, I got to say that testers are kind of an unusual group in that they tend to go to the sessions. Now, you know, everyone's human, and everyone, you know, you're in Orlando, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a nice day, you know, wow, you know, either go to the pool or go to SeaWorld or Disney
World.
Or
go to the next set of the sessions.
Right, it's going to be, you know, the pool or whatever is going to win out every time. But, you know, even at that, it, you know, I think it's pretty much accepted that some of that's going to happen. But by and large, people are there to find information, and that's really a good thing. They're there to network, and, you know, my best friends and colleagues in the testing field today have come from relationships that I've built at conferences. So I certainly think they're useful. I think it's also good to know that each conference kind of has its own community and its own character. Some are more academic than others. Some are more business and practical matters oriented than others, you know, practical techniques and things like that. And
it's too bad there's not a little guidebook with the little check boxes beside, you know, saying this one's academic and business oriented, this one's purely academic, this one's more business.
Right.
What about you? You've been to a lot of these things. Have you got any that you would highlight or hold up as being good in this area, good in that area?
Well,
we want to leave the, you know, we don't want to take pot shots at anybody.
Sure.
And if you don't name somebody, that isn't necessarily a condemnation of that particular conference, but
absolutely
anybody you'd want to.
Well, you know, the largest ones that go on in the country are the STAR conferences, STAR East and STAR West, and they get a lot of good speakers, and they have a good, solid program. In fact, I'm going to be at STAR East a little bit later this year speaking. The Eurostar has taken that over into Europe, and I was there recently speaking, and that was a very nice conference. One of the conferences in the U.S. that I really enjoy is the Pacific Northwest Conference. It's a nonprofit conference, and so it's they get good speakers, and you can also get a fairly good deal on the program that you go to. It's not as large as the others, but it has good information there.
Do they meet in a really swanky resort?
No, they meet usually at the Portland Convention Center. But Portland's not a bad place to be if you like trees and mountains and stuff.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, one of my favorite conferences. I've only been to it once. But I really advise anyone in testing or project leadership, this is an absolutely great conference. It's almost an unconference. And that's Jerry Weinberg's AYE or I conference. He has it every year about November in Phoenix. And there's a no PowerPoint rule, so you will not see anyone.
You are kidding. No PowerPoint?
No PowerPoint.
Are you sure this is a conference?
Well, yes, it is. It's a fantastic time, and you go into a session, and every session is about 3 hours long, and it starts out with either one person or two or three giving a short presentation about the topic you're discussing, and then the rest of the time is interactive team-based exercises. And in one exercise, I remember I was on a team with Tim Lister, and he and Tom DeMarco's books are also published by Dorset House, and we were building paper airplanes to a specification. And the contest was each team was to build a plane that would meet the stated needs, and then we would judge the correctness or the fit by, you know, how well they flew. Now, not every exercise is like that. I mean, some of them get much more down into software, into methodology and things. But the notion that they've kind of broken out of the mold, and it's a very accessible kind of conference, and you get to be with industry leaders, and a lot of the conferences, a lot of the sessions, Weinberg himself will be there, and it's one of the most unassuming and profitable conferences I think I've ever been to. I highly recommend it, and you can find out information. Just do a Google search for the AYE conference, and you'll find that information.
AYE, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The Unconference.
The Unconference. Yep.
What about Rice Consulting? Do you put on conferences per se, or
no? I will say this: stay tuned, but because we're working on a really, I think, innovative way to kind of deal with this deal of the cost of putting someone on the plane and sending them out someplace. So we're working on things, and but we're going to be probably making those details known just a little bit later.
Right. Well, what areas do you focus on? You offer some training.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about different topics at different times. Mm-hmm. What do you consider to be your strengths?
Well, in Rice Consulting, we kind of fell into the skill building area a little bit, maybe by accident or providence or whatever. I didn't set out, let me just put it this way, I didn't set out to be a trainer, and I didn't set out to wind up with these 80-plus course modules out there in our library, but that has become a strength, and one of our strengths is making the complex simple, making it to a point that people can grab onto these ideas and apply them. Our courseware is unique, that we not only show the slides that you'll be seeing in the room, but we'll also be there's also the supporting text, checklist, examples, samples, all kinds of things in the book you get. And also practical exercises. We let people actually do hands-on. We were one of the first companies that actually offered testing courses. I know this is going to sound strange, Mickey, but where people actually get on a computer and design a test and run a test. Before we started doing that, the model of most test training courses was a guy standing up in front of the room with flip charts and foils and stuff, and we took it to another level. We get high tech. Now we've got integrated video. We show some humorous stuff. We show scenes of people doing things, and we critique what they've done. But we get people on the computer. We get them running tests. We get them finding defects, and then we talk about what they find. So it's a very, very practical, very experiential kind of thing. And one other thing, too, is that when the course is done, they've got this book, and they can pull it off the shelf a year later, and it's not just pictures of slides. It's the notes about what I said in the course. It's examples of what we did. Hopefully they've taken some notes in there, too. So it's an investment. You know, they can take it on even to their next job if they leave this job, and they have a certificate to show for it. They get a copy, in many cases, of an Associated textbook. In a lot of cases, it's the Top 10 Challenges book. But we don't see it as going in doing a training class. We see it as going in and building people's skills.
Right. You're not just standing up there teaching people to be doctors. You're putting the scalpel in their hands, mm-hmm. You're taking them into the operating room and saying, okay, let's go to work.
Absolutely. And we're like the teaching the man to fish kind of thing.
There you go. If I want to learn more, where am I going to go?
Best place to go is to riceconsulting.com. The training center is on that site. There'll be a link on the homepage to go to training. It'll take you to a page that has all of our courses listed and the Build Your Own Course page that I was talking about earlier. I'm also now sending out free of charge. Used to be $85 a year. I've decided to make it now free to everybody. Our newsletter, the Software Quality Advisor, I scaled it down a little bit. Okay, so I'm not putting quite as much work into it as before, but every issue has a little article. It has questions and answers. It has links that I found during the past month that I thought people would enjoy, and a book review. One of the joys of doing this is I get all kinds of free books from the publishers, and I get to review some absolutely fantastic books that would really help people.
And some real dogs, probably.
Well, we don't talk about those.
Well, a reader is a leader.
If you don't see me reviewing it, well, you can draw your own conclusions. But they can sign up for that newsletter right from the homepage of our website.
RiceConsulting.com.
RiceConsulting.com.
Well, Randy, it's been good as always. I really look forward to talking with you again soon. Next time we talk, I hope we get to talk about security. I can tell that you're deeply involved in that aspect of the business, and I can tell there's more to it than just meets the eye.
Look forward to it.
See you next time. If you would like more information about some of the things we're discussing today, visit riceconsulting.com. Be sure to sign up for Randy's free monthly e-newsletter, the Software Quality Advisor newsletter. You can sign up right from Randy's homepage at www.riceconsulting.com. At riceconsulting.com, you can also see a complete list of training courses, articles, links, and places where Randy will be speaking and training in the near future. You can also receive online training and mentoring right at your desk when you need it at riceconsulting.com. Check it out today.